let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Coffee Break Devotional by Brenda Ford Biggs is designed to encourage people for times when things are not going so well in their lives. Inspirational scripture passages, words of hope for people in these troubling times. Brenda Ford Biggs is an 83-year-old widow with no children of her own. She's endured a lot of sorrow and hardships in her life. She teaches a Bible study class every Thursday for anyone who wants to get to know the Bible. She has read the Bible from cover to cover 26 times so far. She also serves her local church in various committees. Brenda Ford Biggs, author of Coffee Break Devotional, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
I love what you're doing with this Coffee Break Devotional. I love the way it's laid out. I love the inspiration we can all get every day when we need it. We can go back and refer to it whenever we want to. Talk about the inspiration for writing Coffee Break Devotional, and how much did your personal experiences play into this?
Well, all of my experiences, I'm now 84, and all of my experiences I have put in those pages. I know this is a hard time for people, and I just wanted to be an encouragement to them, because you got to have a role model, and my role model was my church. And so I try to live by those rules that God laid out in His Bible. And so that's where I'm at.
Well, you're a role model to so many people, helping people through difficult times by what you're doing with the book. It's Brenda Ford Biggs, the author. Her book is Coffee Break Devotional, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about how long it took to put this together. When you got the idea, how long did it take for you to write Coffee Break Devotional?
Well, it took me about a year to finish it. Billy Graham's daughter was on the television one morning, and she had just written a devotional, and it just hit me. I thought, well, if Ann Graham can do one, maybe I could do that. And so that's what I put together.
And you prove that you can do that and do it so well, receiving excellent reviews and helping so many people. Coffee Break Devotional. In your book, how do you believe that scripture passages can provide hope and encouragement to people during difficult times?
Well, I believe it can, because it did for me. My husband was sick for 16 years, and all that time he had got Parkinson's, and his mind was affected. And so every day, if it hadn't been for the Bible and my prayers and my reading of scripture, I could have never made it through 16 years of that. And so I know that the Bible is true, and if we trust and have faith in it, then it will help.
And it certainly has worked for you. The book is Coffee Break Devotional by Brenda Ford Biggs. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Brenda, can you share a specific scripture passage possibly that's featured in the devotional that's personally resonated with you, and explain why this passage is so important?
Well, I like Psalm 139. It just helped me through a lot, because it says in there that God knew me before I was even born, and He's helped me through from being born all the way through my life. And what amazed me, the psalm says God thinks about me. And I thought, why would a God who created everything take time to think about me? And that just really settled in my heart, and I I appreciate the fact that God thinks of me.
Well, that's so important for all of us to realize that he is, we are important to him, and he is thinking about us and there for us. Words from the Coffee Break Devotional, written by Brenda Ford Biggs, our guest on the program. I mentioned you've read the Bible 26 times. How has this extensive study of the Bible impacted your understanding and interpretation of its teachings?
Well, I think it's really helped me get close to what God wanted us to know in his word. I'm now on my 29th time.
Wow.
And each time I read it, I find something new. Like, how could I have passed this over when I read it already? But I think your mind must wander while you're reading. Your mind is not focused. And that's why I find something new every time I read it. And it means more to me. I have an understanding of the people that's written the book, what was going on in their life when they wrote the book. And so I seem like I know these writers personally.
Oh, yes. Yeah, after so many times, yes, I would think, and you know what's coming, you maybe understand a little bit more about them every time you read. So many people will say, I really want to read the Bible more, I just can't find time to do it. You found time to do it 29 times and counting. How do you recommend to somebody that, okay, if you really want to do it, set aside some time, and how should they go about doing that?
Well, what I do every morning, I get up, I make my bed and get ready for the day, and then I go into the kitchen, and I have a little dog, and I feed him his breakfast, and then I reach for my Bible, and I get up early at 6 o'clock, and I have devotions by reading the Bible and praying for 2 hours. So that by 8 o'clock, I have already talked to the Lord, and he's talked to me through his word. So I recommend early in the morning, before the day starts, and lay out your plan for the day with the Lord and talk to him and tell him what you've got going on that day and ask him to be with you, and he surely does. And then after that, 8 o'clock, there's a preacher comes on, David Jeremiah. It was Turning Point.
Oh, yes.
And I listened to him for half an hour. And so I'm ready for my day. I know God's with me during the whole rest of the day, and I don't have to question if I'm alone. I know I'm not.
It's hard to have a bad day after that, isn't it? You've got that foundation laid for the day, and what a great recommendation to do this early in the day. Sometimes you do it later in the day, and your mind, as you mentioned before, our minds have a tendency to wander anyway, and all of a sudden we're going back over what happened to us during the course of the day. It's almost like you're starting with a clean slate. You're very receptive to the messages you're reading or hearing on the television. A great way to start the day. Brenda Ford yeah. Biggs, our guest on the program, Coffee Book Devotional. I mentioned that you have the Bible study class. It's described as bringing characters to life. It's more than just sitting there in words. How do you achieve this, and what do you hope the participants take away from these sessions? Like I say, it's not conventional. It's something that you're going to remember because they're active participants. Talk about how you go about doing that.
Yeah, in my Bible study, like I taught Revelation 3 times. And each time, like I said, there's always something new. And so I try to make the class see what's happening. I use maps and I use diagrams, and I always know what's going on at that time, and I tell the class. Or if I'm doing a Paul's letter, I tell them what Paul looks like. He's a short fella, and he just tells like it is. He doesn't make up stuff.
Well, I can see where everybody comes to life. It's visual as you're explaining it with the map and the description of Paul. And it just, it comes to life. It's not just words anymore. You're planting this picture, and it makes it so much easier for people to relate to. Very involved in the church. Is there any, how do you go about balancing your commitment to serving the church and your own personal spiritual growth? Because it sounds like that's an ongoing process as well.
Yeah, at the end of my day, I want to know that I have put a smile on Jesus's face, and I try to honor him in all that I do. So we have a midweek service. We serve dinner before the service, and I take part in that. There's quite a few servers that serve the food, but we have great meals. We have like barbecued chicken or pot roast.
We
have the green beans and mashed potatoes and vegetables, and then all the ladies brings the dessert. So it's a full meal. It's an entree and dessert. So I do that, and that way I get to meet people in the church. It's hard to know everybody, but this is a way of connecting with each other by serving food and chatting with them as they come through the line. And so I enjoy being Jesus's voice and hands to serve him.
Yeah, it's amazing what all you've done, not only with this book, but in the church as well. This book is Coffee Break Devotional that we're talking about, and I really think this is unique. Compare it to other inspirational books out there and why you think this book is doing so well and answering so many questions, filling a void for so many people.
Well, I wanted the book to not be like every other devotional. I want it to be a personal thing, so you can drink a cup of coffee and feel like you're talking to me and I'm telling you what might be happening that day in your day. So if it don't take long to read it, it's just during a cup of coffee or hot tea or hot chocolate, and you get your Bible out and read the scripture, and then you can just relax before you start your day.
And as you say, it's nothing that takes, you know, a whole lot of time. In fact, you mentioned in the beginning a little devotional before a meal to set your mood to begin saying grace. So it's something that can be done easily. You can reflect as you're doing it. I like the layout of the book as well. You lay out daily devotionals. When is the best time to read? How should we use this book? Before breakfast, I would assume morning's a good time to use this as well, just like you do.
Yeah, because if you wait till the end of the day, you're tired from your day and you worry about what mistakes you've made during the day, the bad choices you've made. So I don't think evening is a very good time. You need to be fresh when you come before the Lord. So that's why I do it early in the morning at 6 o'clock. I could sleep till 8, but I make it a point to sleep, to get up early and not sleep, and spend time talking to the Lord and reading my devotional before breakfast. And then I can enjoy my food better because I know that's what God was pleased with.
Yes, what a great start to the day. Time going by so quickly. Our guest is Brenda Ford Biggs. The book is Coffee Break Devotional. What role does faith play in your life in overcoming hardships as reflected in your personal life as well as in your writing? What role does faith play in all of this for you?
Faith is everything. You cannot please God without faith. You can say, well, I believe in God. You don't if you don't trust him and you don't believe what his Bible says. So faith is like the air we breathe. If we didn't have air, we couldn't breathe. And without faith, we can't get through our day. What I was thinking, if you was a rock laying in a little stream, people walk past that rock and never pay any attention to it. But what I want to do is be a stepping stone in that creek so that when people come by, they can use me as a stepping stone and not get their feet wet in this world, but walk over to the other side.
Very interesting analogy. I like that. A couple minutes left. Brenda Ford Biggs, our guest. What do you hope readers take away from reading Coffee Break Devotional? How will they apply the wisdom and hope they find in this book to life's challenges?
Well, I hope they take away their need to do what I've done, and that's to read God's Word. You can't make it on your own. You can't go out your front door without taking God with you, because there's too much out there. The enemy's waiting for you. So I hope people take away a feeling of comfort and understanding of how God has worked in someone else's life, and they can apply it to their own, like going through a rough time like I did. If they hear how I got through it, then they might say, well, if she did, I can do it too with God's help. So that's what I would like them to have, comfort and peace and joy in knowing the Lord.
You're doing that with Coffee Break Devotional. You're an excellent writer in breaking this down, making it relatable, understandable. What are you working on now? Are you working on more books?
Well, I got another devotional, but it's just using the Psalms. I'm waiting for a while before I try to get it published, but I've got it finished, and that's about the only thing I'm really working on is getting another small 31-day devotional in the Psalms, because the Psalms is really really helps me read what these writers in the Psalms had gone through. So I'd like to get that done.
I've got a minute or so left here. You've gone through the Bible, 29th time through the Bible now. For so many people, they feel like, okay, I've done that, I can move on. Is faith for you an ongoing process where you really need to study, learn more? And obviously you learn more every time you go into that study mode, the devotionals in the morning, the reading through the Bible. Is this an ongoing process for you and should be for the rest of us as well?
Yeah, I want to read it as many times as I can before the Lord calls me home. I've said 30 times is going to be a mile post, and then I'll try for 40 times if I live that long. At 84, I'm not going to have too many more years left.
Well, I hope you hit 40 and then some. It's been such a pleasure, Brenda, to have you with us on the program. And what an excellent job you've done in taking Coffee Break Devotional, getting it out to the masses and helping us all through our daily problems in a way that's relatable, because we know your story. That's designed not to take up hours of our day, but and I love the idea of doing it early in the morning when the mind is open, the mind is free, and it sets the tone really for the rest of the day. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. A pleasure meeting you, and thank you for sharing your message with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me do this.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest, Brenda Ford Biggs. The book is Coffee Break Devotional. You'll find the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. My thanks to King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. And, of course, you can link on directly to Brenda's Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.